Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is it Jessica?
Yeah, this is Lee.
This is. Is it just the two of us so far?
I think so.
Yeah, and Tim Navarre's online.
Mindy Lobaugh from the
Who
department's
called?
online.
Luke Fulp's online.
Alexi Painter's online.
Jerry Kelly's online.
Yeah, I had a different experience. Oh, okay. Who else is here?
Karen, good morning.
Karen, welcome. Thought I heard another voice there.
Tim Navarre's here.
Tim, all right.
Jessica, so.
Jessica, great. How was your day today?
Long. I
Yeah.
was a neurologist all day.
Well,
Butterfield's online.
Lee, all right, gotcha.
Jerry Covey's online.
Thank you, Jerry.
Sue Hall.
Sue, hi, Sue.
Hi, Bob.
Mindy Lobaugh's online from the department.
Hi, Mindy. Carol Frask is out of town, I know that. We're going to try to get out of here early today, people. I hope you saw that that agenda reflected that. We'll wait a few minutes, see who else comes in.
This
Is
is
it
Mike
fall time in Fairbanks?
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful. The leaves might last another week and be done, probably.
Think I heard Michael come online. Is that true?
Yes, I'm online.
Thanks, Michael.
And Bob, this is Tim again. I'm traveling again. I'm in Seward today, but the last time I was, I just kept getting dropped off the line right and left. So after about the fifth time, I had to leave you. But hopefully, it works better today.
Yeah. Okay, Tim. Thanks. Thanks for the heads up.
No problem. And I'm all set to vote if I need to. So.
Right on. So we'll do that today, tonight, for sure.
Bob,
And
this is Sue.
yeah, Sue.
We should probably just go ahead. Let's just go ahead and start, and then if people join us, they will.
Okay. All right.
You can tell I
Okay.
have a plane to catch tonight, huh?
Yeah, well, I hopefully I'm not, the agenda showed us ending at 6:10, and quite frankly, if it takes us if this takes us more than an hour, I'll be really be surprised. But it could. And Karen, I got your message. So it seems like everybody's got, I mean, I've got things going on right now in my house with other people here. So so there's lots of stuff going on. So so why don't we start? We will just start. I mean, thank you for being here. You've got everything in front of you. I hope I didn't inundate you with too many attachments. But this being our final meeting before our October 4th big meeting at Anchorage, wanted to make sure we had all the bases covered here. So tonight is basically a confirmation of our recommendations, and I've put in time for discussions, and while those recommendations are certainly not finalized until tonight, we'll just see how it goes. So I've got, let me make sure I've got everybody. I've got Alexi, Jerry, Karen, Tim, Jessica, Lee, Sue, Mindy, and Michael on board. Did I miss anybody?
Sam Jordan.
Sam Jordan. Okay.
Did you say Tim?
Tim Nabar, right?
Yep, okay.
Is there anybody?
Luke Folk is online.
Luke, great. Okay.
Ed Alexander.
And Edward, great. Okay. So then that list, I got Sam, Luke, and Ed. Okay. Okay. So you have an agenda in front of you. If there's the task, I mean, the first part is all just what we know. If you can log into the poll everywhere, log in, that would be good. Hopefully we'll be using that quite a bit here. And then our goals for today are basically to finalize recommendations and rationale for the state board and deed, and to discuss the October 4th agenda for the meeting in Anchorage and the expectations from our committee, and then just to make sure we know who's coming to that. Is there anything else that we need to do from that? I'll throw it out to the floor here for a minute. Okay, not hearing anybody jump in there, so let's just go for it here, all right? So one thing I want to do before we get into the recommendations is that I made a little chart for you to show you the action step overlaps of the three plans. And quite frankly, I in going through them, I didn't really find that many. If you have that in front of you, it's called Modernization and Finance Action Step Overlap. And the only one that we have listed in all three areas is the development of a digital repository. But even that has a different slant in every recommendation. So, and then the other two that I found that were found in two places were mentions of statewide professional development or the development of the means for that, and then also the utilization of distance delivered courses in digital content. My recommendation to the group, I don't know if I can open it up, but my recommendation is we just leave them as it is. I don't know if that we need to mess with that. That would be my recommendation. However, I'll open it up for discussion on that. Someone can jump in.
Bob, this is Leah. I would just leave it as it is. I mean, the only reason we would have any issues with overlap is if it caused redundancies, but I'd say these are reinforcing with the ones that are here, not a redundant situation.
Thanks, Lee. Do I have a second on that?
This is Jessica, I'll second.
Yeah, how about we test out our voting mechanisms right now? So if you're for just leaving it as it is, thumbs up. Otherwise, neutral or thumbs down.
Bob?
Yes.
This is Rick Luthi. I don't know if you can hear me now. I've been trying to get in to where I could be heard, and I'm out in the village of Tanunic and doing the best I can.
Right on, Rick. Good job. I've got five thumbs up and the rest neutral, or thumbs no thumbs down. So I say we just call it, and that's what it is. Okay? 6, 7, now I've got 7. Okay? Now I
was trying to find my thumbs up. I can do A, B, C.
I'm sorry. A is thumbs up. B is neutral.
Oh, okay.
B is thumbs down.
Thank you.
I should have said that. I'm sorry, Tim. Okay, we've got more than a majority just saying leave it where it is. So let's go on to the next thing here, right? Okay, so the next thing is the personalization recommendations, rational and action steps. One change was suggested from that, from our last meeting, and we left it. We left that last meeting with Ed and Sue going to be talking together about a possible bullet point about the school climate survey data. And that is in the document you have that's highlighted in blue, or at least it's blue on my screen. So that is the only thing that we have that's different. So is there any discussion about this recommendation and the action steps?
Question. Is that the survey that is provided by the Alaska School Boards Association?
It's my understanding that there is no designation for what kind of a survey. Is that true, you two?
This is Sue. Ed and I talked about not designating a tool, but rather just saying that we felt it should have a way to compare nationally. So there are different tools that could be used, and different districts use different things, but we felt that school climate data was important in the accountability system, and it should have some way of making a national comparison.
Does that answer your question, Rick?
I mean, I agree that school climate surveys data is important. I just would wonder if there was value in making comparisons across districts so that we have a statewide view of things. I don't know.
That was our hope, is that there would be comparison both at the state and national. That might be a good amendment, and I certainly would have no objection is saying including both state and national comparisons.
So this is Karen. I think that might concern Fairbanks a bit, because we just moved to the national survey developed by the Department of Education. So with that, we can get national data. I don't know how that would translate to state data. Or comparisons.
Karen, I think the notion was, you know, again, not designating a particular tool. The notion is to do that to whatever degree is possible. I mean, there are so many districts right now that use AASB, so there might be, you know, some comparison relative to those districts that use one tool or another. But I think we were trying not to get too prescriptive with it. So maybe if we were to say state and national comparisons to the degree possible. Does that sound okay? Is there a way we can leave some flexibility of recognizing that it might be well to be able to make comparisons?
Yeah, I think that sounds great.
So the amendment I heard was to include state and national comparisons to the degree possible? Does that sum it up? Okay. So is there any other district? Shall we settle this one, or shall we just settle it when we settle the whole thing?
Why don't you do a quick vote so it'll move us along?
Okay, let's do it. Let's do a quick vote on that amendment. So that amendment would be the addition of to make school climate survey data a part of the school accountability system, including state and national comparison to the degree possible. Thumbs up is A, B is neutral, C is thumbs down. And the votes are coming in. I see eight and one neutral. Eight thumbs up, one neutral. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's a couple not voting. Maybe that's Sam and Mindy, though. So, and Rick probably doesn't have access. Do you have access to this vote, Rick?
I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, we're just going to take your comments and put them in there. How's that? Okay.
So. Thank you.
So I would say you're either an A or B on this one.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hey, Bob,
so,
this is Tammy Van White. I apologize for being late. I had another meeting that ran long.
Great, Tammy. Thanks. It's great that you're here. So, okay, we're just finishing up making an amendment to the personalized learning action steps of adding make school climate data, school climate survey data a part of the school accountability system, including state and national comparisons to the degree possible. Okay? And that is, that passed by a very, very large majority. Okay? All right. So, is there anything else that you would like to comment on in personalized learning? If there's no other comments, I could do with maybe a motion to accept this as our final recommendation.
This is Tim Navarre. I'd move for final recommendation.
Thank you, Tim. Somebody want to second that one?
This is Leah, second.
Okay, so we have a second to finalize this recommendation for personalized learning. So let's do thumbs up, A for thumbs up, B for neutral, C for thumbs down. Eight people in. And again, Rick, I'm counting you either as an A or a B.
It has my support.
Okay, great. All right, we have 10 thumbs up. Congratulations, group. Got one. All right, okay. So, going back to our agenda, that puts us to the enabling resource recommendations. Let's take a look at those. These did not, I remember right, these did not change from our last meeting at all. Luke, as you look these over, are these what we had last meeting, right?
Sorry, I was reading the number 2. I just had to move over to number 3.
Ah, okay.
Bob, this is Luke. Did you just call on me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, just to make sure that we've got this right. And I think Tim was in on this too, right?
The enabling resources action step?
Yes. Recommendation number 3, enabling resources. And the reason I put this next is we may want to talk about systemic collaboration.
Yeah, this looks like what we agreed upon, yes.
Yes. Okay. So there is there any discussion on this recommendation then? And if none, I could take a motion on it to accept it as the final recommendation to move forward.
Do we vote for the money at the same time?
Yeah, that comes separate.
This is Tim. I will move again.
All right, Tim. Thank you. How about a second for that?
This is Lee.
Okay, Lee seconds that. So let's see. A for thumbs up, B neutral, C thumbs down, to accept this is the final recommendation for enabling resources.
I have a thumbs up.
Right on. Votes are still piling in. And I have a unanimous, I think so, wait a minute here, Tim. Yep, unanimous thumbs up for enabling resources. Congratulations on number two. All right. So that's moves us to, I told you this meeting was going to go quick, all right? So that moves us to recommendation number two on systemic collaboration. Now, this recommendation went back to an affinity group, and they met and went down through and kind of reorganized things a little bit. So hopefully you've had a chance to look at it and take a look, but I was part of that. And I want to I really want to commend the people who worked on that, because you really kept the spirit you kept everything of what the first group had done, and pretty much just kind of consolidated some ideas. So Sue, would you like to add anything on that and talk about some of these changes?
I don't have anything to add. I feel good about it. We went over it one more time, and I hope the group likes it.
Mm-hmm. So was there, Ed was a large part of this too. Ed and Sue, would you, either one of you want to share what you saw was different in this versus the other? How about Ed?
Yeah, I think the language is a little more polished up, and I think it's a little more inclusive, and I think it's at a point to be finished here, and if you need a motion, I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Stop. That's good. Yep. I have a second there, too.
I so move.
Okay. Do we need any more discussion on it? Any more questions? One more chance at it. This is the newest one with changes. Hearing none, let's do our vote. Thumbs up is A. B neutral, C thumbs down.
And for the record, I'm a thumbs up.
Thank you, Rick. Although we're not keeping records on that. but I wrote it down. And I got a couple people still out, it looks like. To come. Yep, so we have a unanimous acceptance of this recommendation, number two on systemic collaboration. Congratulations, people. I got to tell you, I'm supposed to be neutral facilitator here, but I think you guys have done some powerful work here. So, and we'll see what the department and the board thinks. I think it's good. So is there anything to add about our recommendations? I'm going to give everybody a chance to talk at the end, but if there's something that needs to be said right now, giving you the opportunity.
This is Lee. I got to just say everyone's doing a great job, and I think there are two or three teachers that are sitting in here, and we had some pretty big changes in our kind of working environment this year and everything. And the only thing that I look at this and get a little bit tentative about is the worry of time and how what we present and if it moves anywhere gets turned into something that ends up being a burden at the ground level at some point. Now, our intentions don't have that in there, but the way things can play out in large systems could end up being something very different by the time it gets to the ground floor. So I just want to put that in there that I dig what we've done, and I'm fully supportive of it. I just hope that somehow within our group we have some way of being able to rein it in if it goes a direction that would lead to not enough time to facilitate what we hope to happen here.
Well noted, Lee, and a good practical comment, too.
Bob, this is Sue. If I could tag on to Lee's comment.
Uh-huh.
I'd just like to say, you know, the last couple of days, last week, Thursday and Friday was the State Board of Education meeting, and we talked at that meeting about, you know, the recommendations that might come forward without any specifics for the recommendations, but how would the board deal with it and what are the most important things. And Jerry's online so he can speak more to this, but I think that the board is really interested in doing this in a way that isn't top down, but that enables the change that you mentioned to be kind of a cultural shift that comes, you know, as much as possible from the bottom up, that we maybe set the vision, but then enable the teachers and staff and the public in general to kind of begin to say, how might it occur? How can we get to these goals? The action steps, of course, are just suggestions to the commissioner about what we may have been thinking in our recommendation, but none of those are in concrete. And it'll be delicate to know where that fine line is, as you mentioned, but it really is the intent to try and do this to the degree possible without actually liberating teachers and giving them more time, not less. But change is always hard, and not everybody is equally ready for change. So as we do it, trying to do it in ways that invite in those people that are ready to move and enabling to what degree possible for others to move a little more at their own pace. Just trying to have it be successful. So I think if all of us can agree that we want to head in this direction and we'll work together to figure out how we do it, our chances for success are improved. But it's like that paper that we posted on the Smart Sheet about the four right drivers. They're all about culture and buy-in and getting people on the same page to move forward. And having those folks who have the expertise be the ones that craft the specifics of it. So, yeah, I think to what degree it's possible, that's really how we'd like to do it. But change is always a little uncomfortable. So I hope that's helpful.
It is in the way that it reinforces that I know the people sitting at this virtual audio table right now all have that goal in mind. And that's uplifting and fantastic. I'm looking at this, and I'm not negating what we've done. I just want to make sure that all of us at this table have a way to keep an eye on where things go, because in such large systems, it's very easy for the reports going uphill to be all shiny and great, and for fear of losing opportunities or losing positions and things like that. I think we're witnessing some of that taking place within a different system right now. And I just want to make sure that all of us are aware that that's a place that exists. And as long as it's a very open feedback system and that it's built so that information coming from the down up, if we're talking about a cultural shift, that information coming from the bottom, the ground floor, going up as this is going, is being given its due consideration as we move the direction we need to move. I agree that change is always difficult, and I have no problem or fear of change. I just want to make sure it's done in a way that doesn't seem to feel like a burdensome to the people that are actually doing the work at the ground level with students.
I hear you.
Bob, this is Jerry. If I could just add on to Sue's comment.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Sue did a great job of recapping those drivers and sharing the state board's interest and priority and doing this in a way that's consistent with them. And one of those drivers, of course, is accountability. And I believe that speaks to Lee's concern. What these drivers indicate in terms of accountability is bottom-up accountability, where instead of top-down, and much of the focus in public education historically has been top-down accountability, that, you know, you have to do this, you're going to be held accountable for that. And in bottom-up accountability that's built around collaboration, accountability is determined at the bottom end and shared upward. And it is a very different way of doing business than what we have done historically as a system. And it may be happening in some schools and some districts, but as a system, we have not done that. So there's going to be a great emphasis on that type of accountability and on transparency in the process. And it's our hope, Lee, that as we move forward, if we're not seeing transparency and we're not seeing accountability moving from the bottom up in terms of identifying and defining and moving to make the changes we want, that there's going to be some noise made about it from across the system. Because it's only by using these drivers that we're going to be successful. So thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.
That was what I needed to hear. Thank you.
Well, and if I might add something too, Lee, but in a lot less eloquent words than Jerry used, but it's the same thought, is that, and I know in conversations that we all have had, and we've had privately, you know, we've seen districts come up with systems of their own to do a lot of the things that we're suggesting here. But in my mind, what gives me hope with what this committee has done is that it's the accountability is going to come from the bottom up, because we're saying we need these things in order to do this recommendation. So if those things don't happen, that to me makes it, or when they do happen, people will be naturally kind of attracted to it. If you did have a, let's say for personalized learning, you did have a digital repository of really good content, I mean, that would be cool, and people would use it. And if we did have a system of sharing, you know, where the state and other entities got together so that we could actually share calendars, whatever way, and there will be differences. But that's what gives me hope with this, is that we won't see just the pockets, the little pockets of things going on. You've got a system.
Right. I get that. And that sounds really good from us, the people that want to roll it out. And so I kind of look at it as a system where, and this is very, I didn't want to bring in experience side of this, but I think it's important from the educator's experience, the person who's required to make these happen. All of these are great things that I not only support, but, you know, prefer to be a part of and help design at some point, otherwise I wouldn't be sitting here. But I also look at the component of two or three new systems were introduced to my fellow teachers just this year that they've had zero training on, and they're expected to be rolling with it day one. And so when I like the concept that we've written in, the volunteer at the small group, those same volunteers that are going to come forward, I think at first are going to be those ones who are malleable and adaptable to changes in technology and changes in systems that we use. And that's valuable. So I just want to make sure that as we're moving forward, and I'm sorry to keep everybody, and I know this seems, I don't know what this seems like, but I want to make sure that as this moves forward, somebody has that eye on there saying, okay, District 7, you know, you're going to be rolling this out at a larger scale in the semester or year. Show us how you've integrated time to teach your teachers how to utilize these systems to the best benefit of their students so that we know you're not just throwing this at them and saying, hey, work your way through this as we've worked your way through 8 other systems over the last 3 years and try to haggle on and figure it out. And so that's from someone whose experience is based upon doing these things and being told to do these things and making these things happen for students and seeing other teachers who don't have the malleability and the adaptability to technology and systems, I see them burn out really fast on any kind of change. And it's not that they fear it, it's that it kills them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is Jessica. To kind of dovetail on what Lee said, at the elementary level, I find it increasingly challenging to get the technology in the hands of students, let alone teachers that can teach students to use it, because there is very little time for training unless it's done on our own time, which is precious and typically taken up with things for school. So I echo what Lee said, just from a different age group.
Thank you, Jessica. Yep. Well, I think your points are well noted, and they have to be taken into consideration. They just have to.
And again, this is me saying this in full support of what we've done. I just want to make sure that we all agree that we have a wary eye out, so that's there.
Well, I'll prime you all that I'm going to ask you for that one word that we did last time, so maybe that's something you should add here. Okay, sounds good. Let's go to our next agenda item, which is the October 4th meeting. You have a copy of the agenda in front of you. Basically, we're going to be hearing from some people, but then we're going to have an hour work session at the meeting, and that's from 11:15 to 12:15. And then in the afternoons, each committee is going to come forward with their recommendations in a presentation. I also included the presentation PowerPoint, which is basically 2 slides where we're going to put our recommendations up and our rationale behind them. So that is pretty much the meeting. Sherry, did you want to say anything else about that?
I just got back online. I bumped the phone and disconnected, so I'm not sure what you just said.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going over the agenda. I briefly went through the agenda for the October 4th meeting, saying that we're going to have a work session for an hour, and then we're going to present in the afternoon with our recommendations and our rationale. And that was about it. If there's anything else you'd like to add about that.
No, other than we're very excited about this day. I think it's going to be a very powerful day, and we're really looking forward to hearing from everyone. In my view, we have some exciting and transformative recommendations coming from each of the committees. So I think it'll be a high-value day for all of us. Thanks.
Super. Mm-hmm. You bet. So that's the agenda and the expectations for our committee. I don't know. Sue, have you heard about how this presentation is going to be done at all?
Yes, I think they were going to ask someone other than the co-chairs to help the facilitator in presenting it.
Okay. So the facilitator and someone else.
Right.
Or more than someone else.
I think that's right. I think it's the facilitator and someone else.
This is Jerry. I think it's someone else. I think it's members of the committees we're looking for to do the presentation to the larger group. And so you'll have an opportunity to rehearse that prior to. And we would like all of the committee members to be standing up behind the presenters so you're all there. And then as we get into Q&A, that will open it up, and then we may have other committee members or co-chairs or facilitators participate in the answering questions section.
Jerry, this is to you. Do you think it would be a value to identify that person now?
Well, that's up to you as a group. You could identify them now, or you could. It would give them certainly time to prepare if you did that. And we're looking for, one or two or three. You have three recommendations. Perhaps one committee member present each of the recommendations and talk about them in some depth, which would then kind of inform the audience and give them a chance to get their mind around things, and then we could go into the Q&A.
Having one person for each recommendation sounds like a logical thing to me.
Well, it would lighten the load and give more focus to the comments, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So, can I have some direction from or a suggestion from someone? I would like to suggest maybe we have a nomination of who might present each recommendation. Am I the only one on the phone anymore?
Well, this is Karen. I'd volunteer to do personalization or personalized learning.
I
nominate Karen for personalized learning.
Did that count as
thank you, Lee. Good job. Okay. Thank you for stepping up, Karen. Yeah.
Sure.
I don't think we necessarily have to go through that nomination for some kind of a thumbs up type of deal, but yeah, I think you'd be great at it, Karen. So that's my 2 cents worth. But I'm only the facilitator.
This is Mindy, and I would nominate Luke Folt for enabling resources. He's been very active on that section of the recommendations.
A second, sweet.
This is Sam. I would ask that Edward think about the systemic collaborations one.
Thanks for the voice of support, but I'd prefer Sue Hull to do that. Thank you.
Sure.
Let's go back to recommendation 3 before we get there. Recommendation 3, enabling resources. Luke, I don't know if you dropped off the line or not yet.
This is Tim. I'll accept for him.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on the line still. Thanks, everyone, for your vote of confidence. I'd be happy to do that.
Great. Thanks, Luke. Okay, so now we're back to the systemic collaboration. And I think you do a great job, too. Sue?
Yeah.
Bob, this is Sue. I think Ed would do a good job, and Ed, if you're really reluctant about it, we could have Tammy do it, Tammy Van Wy, because she was part of that group to begin with. But I think you'd be wonderful, Ed, if you're willing to do it.
And this is Tammy. I think Ed would be an outstanding presenter.
All right, guys, I'll do it.
All right, great. That's great. All right, we've got our three presenters then. Very good. So I think we'll have that hour at the meeting. But if there's anything that each one of you need, Karen, Ed, or Luke, make sure to talk to either Sam or I or Mindy about any types of resources you might need. But I think, you know, we only have 30 minutes for the three recommendations. So, and you're going to want to probably not use, so that's 10 minutes each, but you're probably not going to want to use all 10 minutes. Because there's always, you know, other stuff of traveling and mic work and that kind of stuff. So anyway, that's what I would think about eight to 10 minutes worth of presentation. And we'll have all these documents ready for you too. Okay.
Bob, this is Jerry.
Good job. Yeah, Jerry.
I would think that you may get a significant amount of audience interest and clarification type questions. So I would probably shoot for the 5 to 7 minute presentation just to afford the audience an opportunity to engage with you. What we're hoping for here, of course, is deep understanding by everyone in the audience about every recommendation that comes forward. So, and you folks have become experts in these areas, and you're in a very unique position to answer their questions quickly and efficiently. So if we can accommodate that, I think it will be useful in educating the audience to the true understanding and the thought processes behind the work you've done.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jerry. Yeah, you just got him off the hook for a few minutes, too, so that's great. Yeah. All right. Okay. I think that is our business. If there's anything else that anyone has as far as business that needs to... Oh, I know one thing I need to do. Is I need to do a roll call of who can be at this October 4th meeting. Okay? So let me go down through, because I've got to give a report back to people on this. So, Tammy, are you thinking you're going to be there?
Yes, I plan to be there.
Okay. And Rick?
I will be there.
And Edward will be there. And
I will be there.
And Luke will be there. So, and I know Sam and Mindy will be there. So how about Michael?
Yes, I'll be there.
Okay, and Sue will be there. And Lee?
I will be there.
And Jessica?
I plan to be there.
Okay. And Tim?
Yes, I plan on being there. I'm traveling back from Atlanta the night before, so long as everything goes smooth on that, I should be there. We're starting at 9 a.m., correct, on the 4th?
Yes, I think. Hold on here. Let me get it to there. 9:30, actually, and that's coffee and conversation. So it really doesn't – no, welcoming remarks are at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Okay?
But I plan on being back in the safe, yes, and being available.
Okay. Super. And Karen will be there.
Yes.
And Jerry – and Jerry will be there. And Alexi?
I will be there.
Okay, and I will be there. So we'll all be there. Cheryl Braska will still be traveling, so she will not be there for sure. I don't know about the other people. Okay? Okay. So
I just want to congratulate everyone on all of this work. You've done a marvelous job of developing a strong body of what I call a body of work. And I think that it'll be very interesting to see how this all plays out. But your dedication and your persistence on this has been very impressive. I want to tell you that. So let's just go around for committee comments. If you want to limit yourself to 1 or 2 minutes, and at least one thing I would like to know. When we first started this, at the end of that first meeting, we had to do one word that kind of summed up your experience. So if you can think of that one word and add it into your comment, that'd be cool. Okay, and I'm gonna start off Sue, how about you start off?
Okay. Thanks, everybody. I can't tell you how happy I am with the recommendations we came out with. I think they're foundational to the success of the whole effort. As Jerry said recently at the Systemic Collaboration one, I mean, that's about changing the culture. That's about, this collaboration is one of the right drivers, and I believe that. I believe the same thing with personalization for students. That if we can allow them to really have the education system adapt to them, that will be powerful. And so I'm really proud of our recommendations. Pleased that we were able to not, there could be a tendency to throw things out that really would be grenades or time bombs even that could derail the process because there's controversy over them. And even though they might be transformational, they could just hold up the work. But I believe we've got some recommendations where we can all pretty much get behind them and then try and figure out, as Lee said, how are we going to do it in ways that are transformative but respect the effort of the people who really have to do the work. So I'm hopeful we've done the first step. I'm hopeful that that second step goes well and that the legislature will be as pleased as we are. So thanks, everybody, for your work.
Thank you, Sue. What's your one word?
I don't know. I'll think about it.
Okay. Michael?
I don't really have a whole lot of comments. I want to thank everybody for all that you contributed. Our committee's geared a lot more towards modernization and sort of away from finance issues, so I don't feel like I was able to contribute as much as I would have liked to otherwise. My word, I believe, was optimistic last time, and I'm still feeling that way.
Cool. Great. Thank you, Michael. How about Luke?
Yeah, sharing Sue's sentiment, I think that we did a nice job of outlining these different areas of modernization and finance with action steps that weren't too prescriptive, that they allowed the people that were doing that are set to do the work enough room to put these to good use for the school districts and students of Alaska. And so I think that it was tough because we had to kind of draw back from some of the more specific details of our thinking to make our goals and action steps a little bit more broad. But I think we did a nice job of that. And my one word would be I'm hopeful that the work that we've done here is put to good use in at the legislative level and also at the, with the Department of Education. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Luke. How about Rick?
Lots of thoughts. First of all, I appreciate the opportunity to have been part of this. Personally, I've learned a great deal from listening to the conversations and the thoughts of others. Education is always a process. Seems like it's in change. And, we've been through these kind of processes in this state before. I'm hopeful that this will help guide some of the future direction that happens. And I'll be real interested to see where it all winds up.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Rick. What's your word?
Hopeful. Very.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. How about Tammy?
Well, I'll echo the thanks for everyone's time and comments and expertise and just participation throughout the process. I personally am really looking forward to that October 4th face-to-face meeting to be back together with everyone. And beyond that, I know how hard we have worked as a group, and my word is curious, because I'm very curious to see how our work dovetails with the work of the other committees and the other groups, because visiting with some folks who serve on some of the other committees, I know that they've been working really hard as well, and just really curious about the big picture and where it might take us as a state. Thanks.
Thanks, Tammy. Me too. I'm curious. How about Jessica?
I just want to say thank you for the work of everyone on the committee. I know that it's been a time-consuming endeavor, but I think we all are better for it, and our students around the state will definitely benefit. So my one word is educated, because I've learned a lot listening to perspectives of other people and other stakeholders in a variety of positions. So I feel educated.
Thank you, Jessica. That's great. About Edward.
Thanks, everybody. I just want to thank everybody for all the time and the thoughts, especially. A lot of thoughtful comments as we've gone through the whole process. And I know just kind of echo what everybody else has been saying. It's, you know, learned a lot about different perspectives out there, and I think that because of all the different perspectives in the group, the end product really shows kind of a deep thoughtfulness that I think will be appreciated by people around the state. I guess for my one word would be empowering. I think this is going to empower teachers, and I think it's going to empower school administrators and parents, and I think most importantly, it's going to empower students, and so for all of that, I'm just really grateful, and thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Edward. Alexi.
I guess my one word, I'm going to steal everybody else's and say hopeful. I think we have maybe not specific recommendations that will lead to legislation, but a lot of areas that the legislature can explore, which is good, as every year there's interest in doing education bills and that sort of thing. I think we have a lot of promising avenues. So thanks for your good work, everybody.
Thanks, Alexi. How about Karen?
I've just really appreciated being a part of this group and hearing everybody's input and being part of the process. I think it's really important work, and really appreciative of everybody's time and efforts, and also patience, some of us had to be absent a time or two. And I like that the recommendations, action steps, you know, provide really tangible, concrete things for districts to aim toward. That, you know, I think that's really helpful when it's easily understood where it is we're trying to go. So and my word is I feel very encouraged by this work, so thanks.
Great, Karen. Thank you. How about Lee?
This is Lee. I think when we first started, I had some terribly negative word, like hesitant or cautious or something like that. Committee work is tough, and it's tough because we all have a lot of things going on everywhere. And I read more on this than I knew I would going into this, and listened to a lot of people and learned a lot of stuff, and I feel really good about it. Even with what I had said earlier, I still feel like walking away from this, a word I don't use hardly ever, is I feel really satisfied. I feel like everyone took a chance to hear each other and mold this into something that, that can go somewhere. If it is nurtured correctly, can go somewhere really powerful. So, again, it's not as cool as a word like hopeful or optimistic, but something that's harder for me to achieve sometime, I feel very satisfied. I thanks everybody.
Thanks, Lee. Kim? Kim, are you there?
Yes, I am.
There you go.
I want to thank everybody also. I learned a lot. I know everybody had to learn to give and take, and that's what it's going to take to move education forward in our state. And so I guess a couple of my words are either it's a partnership or one thing that seals off of the other is I got a lot of personal learning out of this. So thanks again, and I look forward to our joint meeting.
Great, Jim. Thank you. Mindy.
First, excuse me, I have a little bit of a cold going here. What I want to say is it's one thing to know intellectually what the stakeholders are and who's impacted, but to participate and interact has been so enlightening and enriching for me that it's kind of taken me outside of the box of the state and the office that I work in. Also, I wanted to thank Bob and Sue. You guys have been amazing facilitators. You've been so patient, and you've really helped to open us up when sometimes we wanted to get a little quiet. Sue would help call roles, and we would then step up, and I appreciate all your patience and kindness through that process. For the rest, I feel hopeful and encouraged at the willingness of everyone and the integrity and honesty of the process as we move through this journey. So I'd say my word is encouraged.
All right. Thanks, Mindy. Sam?
Well, I echo much of what everybody has said, and I think I would add that I am appreciative to everyone for the time you put in. That would be my word. For all of you to volunteer, to come together, to continue to come with a an attitude of hunger for doing this work right, and to come back time and again and commit your thoughts to the process. I'm very appreciative. I'm appreciative as someone who works for the Department of Ed, but on a higher level, I'm appreciative as someone who has kids in the system who will benefit from the work we've done here and with all the other committees. And so I look forward to where we go with this. I look forward to hearing from the other committees. I've heard bits and pieces, but I can't wait to stand in the back of the room and hear what everybody says on October 4th. Thanks.
Thanks, Sam. Jerry, you're the last one.
Oh, thank you, Bob. First of all, let me say, I don't believe the state of Alaska could afford the type of talent that you folks have. And you have volunteered to do wonderful work. And I think, as so many others have said, we're all the beneficiaries, or potentially the beneficiaries of your great work. And I think we all have a tremendous commitment to see this go forward and to really translate into the transformative change that we want and that our students need. My one word to offer you comes out of research that Michael Fullan cites, and that word is simplicity. And according to him, simplicity means you take a difficult problem and identify a small number of key factors, about 4 to 6, that will move things forward. And that, to me, explains exactly the type of work you have done. And I would like to congratulate all of you for it and just say it's very exciting for me to sit and listen to you and engage with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. Sue, I'll give you one last shot at a word.
Oh, I like Jerry's simplicity. I like that.
All right. Well, everyone, I want to congratulate you, and I think this is a solid piece of work. And my word is inspired. You have really inspired me to see people come together and come up with this kind of thinking. So I want to congratulate you, and I told you this meeting was going to be out early, so we're going to call it now. So thank you very much, and we'll see you on October 4th.
See you in October. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye.